Welcome back. We trust you are getting blessed with this interesting Bible study. Shalom, sir. Please, sir, if someone get baptized in the name of Jesus, but the church does not stand on the truth, is it okay scripturally, or will that person rebaptize again? Sister Atem from Cameroon, Kumba.
That someone got baptized in the name of Jesus,
but the church does not stand on the truth.
What are you doing there? You leave that place.
And she's asking, is it okay to rebaptize?
No, not rebaptize. At least they are not 100% wrong. even if it's 1%, at least this one they did correctly. So the correctness is both from you and from the person doing it. The correctness from them is that they do it according to the Bible in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Which is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, your own part, if you don't repent before you go for the baptism, you are also wrong baptism. So the only reason you should re-baptize is under the fact that it's either you were not baptized correctly or you yourself did not repent before going to baptize, even though you baptized according to the Bible, but you did not repent. Then go back now that you've decided to repent. You can go back and re-baptize.
Amen. Okay, more questions? Good evening, sir, and happy new year. Please, I wish to ask, is it scriptural for a born-again Christian to either sell or drink alcoholic beverages? Number two, can a Christian sit in a bar? Sister Nuella from Cameroon.
You too, you answer it. Maybe you want somebody to hear you, that's why you're asking that question. Of course, what are you doing in a bar? Bible study? Oh, you are preaching there, evangelism? Don't you know that the Bible says, be ye not yoked together with unbelievers? That is, don't do what unbelievers do that do not glorify God. And that two cannot walk together except they agree. And that light and darkness cannot be together. Oil and water cannot mix. The world, worldliness, and people who have the Holy Ghost we cannot mix. There's just nothing to make you be there. What am I going to do in the beer parlor? Alcoholic beverages, for what? The purpose determines what it is for. If it is for medicinal purpose, no problem. But if you are drinking it to make your spirit high, he said that be filled with the Holy Ghost. The same feeling you have when you take that alcohol, that, you know, it's the same feeling you have when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. So go look for the Holy Ghost and drink it every day. Don't drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's not, the Holy Spirit will not allow that in a Christian now.
Thank you, sir. Okay, more questions? Brother Daniel from Plateau State, Nigeria. You're near, sir.
Yes, I'm okay. I want to ask a question about the Valentine. I want to know more about the Valentine.
Okay, brother, if you want to know more about Valentine, go to Google. There's no Valentine in the Bible. We're doing Bible study. So if you go to Google and then ask to know the history of the story of Saint Valentine, the stories are there with all their different versions. God bless you, Brother Daniel.
It's funny enough, they have different versions.
Different versions. Mm. To tell you that it's just a distraction.
Mm.
From the true, you know, love that was displayed on the cross.
Amen. Okay, we have a question. Shalom, sir. As a Christian, can my school offer IRS for the Muslim students? You said we will see the apostles physically, but how do we identify them since we have not seen them before? Zaino from Kaduna. Two questions.
First, can you your school? You own a school. If you're a Christian, then it should be, you know, a faith-based, you know, school. So you are the one to offer. Nobody will force you to offer IRS. The subjects you have to offer that you are registered for, the school is registered for. So, and I can't see myself owning a school as a Christian and teaching students Islamic religion. Because no school owned by a Muslim will teach Christian religion. That's so true. Why that kind of question? In fact, it shouldn't even come.
That's
fact,
very true, sir.
In fact, it should not be part of
it. No Islamic school.
No Islamic school.
That's true.
Muslims will tell you who they are. It's only Christians that like to compromise because you want to be accepted by all. Mm. It's wrong. Second question.
Okay, how do we identify the apostles if you have not seen them before?
You have not seen them before. They will tell you who they are. They will come to you and tell you, I am this. And something you will bear witness, they are the ones. Mm. You will know them.
Amen.
Certainly.
Amen. Okay, more questions coming in. If a woman has a call from God and the husband is not lining up for that call, what will she do?
It depends on what you mean by that call. The call of God is defined by the gift that God has given you. Mm. So, but whatever gift that you have must not interfere with your responsibility as a housewife. Your inability to balance it will be the only reason your husband will disturb you. You certainly will not abdicate your responsibility in the house and say you are going out, you are an evangelist, you are going to win souls for Christ. No. That is the reason the Bible teaches about submission and obedience, submission of the woman. So make sure you serve God in a way that does not disturb your marriage. That's what.
Amen. Okay, our second question. If a woman wanted to fast the day before the fasting and her husband is telling her not to do the fast, what should the woman do? Sir Josephine from Italy.
But how will your husband have to dictate your fasting? Maybe you even want to pray, your husband will tell you not to pray. I mean, maybe you are not married to a Christian. Why will your husband tell you not to fast? It doesn't make sense.
So what if she has a married woman? Maybe they have this idea of a husband will not meet with her sexually if she's fasting.
No, of course. You know, if that is what she's talking about, I mean, you have to obey him. Mm. And when it comes to something of mutual ownership, decision over that thing must be mutually agreed for it to be valid. Therefore, the Bible says, defraud ye not one another, except it be for prayers. That means you must agree. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Yes, sir.
Defraud ye not.
It's a big concept.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. Defraud ye not one the other.
If I write from verse 3.
Let the woman render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband.
Render it, you see.
The wife hath no power of her own body, but the husband.
Can you see why he can tell you don't? Can you see now?
And likewise also the husband hath no power of his own body, but the wife.
Can you see why now? That it must be by mutual consent.
Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time.
It shall be for consent, that is it. It must be by consent. You must agree. You must consent to it, the two of you. Okay, so that's okay. That answers the question.
All right, next question. Brother Akin from Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you, sir. We can hear you.
Sir, my question is the book of Zechariah, chapter 5.
Yes, what's the question?
The woman that was spoke about in that very part.
Okay, verse 5.
Let's read it.
Okay. Then the angel.
The woman that was spoke about in that book of Zechariah, chapter 5, verse 7.
What is your question?
I want to know the woman represents church in the Bible.
If the woman represent what? I don't understand. No,
since woman represent church in the Bible, he wants to know the meaning of who this
is. Whether this is another church is referring to, is that your question?
Is this referring to the Catholic church?
No.
The woman that
No. Let's read it from verse 5.
Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up man thy eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is thy resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. And this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, this is wickedness.
This is wickedness. So there actually is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
That is a demon. Go ahead.
And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mud thereof. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, whither do these bear the ephah?
Who are they?
And he said unto me, to build it an house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon our own base.
So I want you to understand what you see there is a spirit. It's, they are demons.
Mm.
So this is not a church. This is not a church. As per your question.
Mm.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
My second question is, looking at our church generally now in the old world now, the pattern we have the day of Pentecost, what happened to an alliance, etc. Looking at our church now, why are we not having that kind of pattern in our church today? Like what happened to an alliance, etc.
It is a fulfillment of Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the wheat and tares. Are you aware of the parable? Eh?
Yeah.
Do you know the story of the parable in Matthew 13 of the wheat and tares?
Yes, sir.
Now, at the time of Ananias and Sapphira, the church was pure. Therefore, anybody that commits anything, the God Almighty will deal with them, and he did it to create fear among other brethren. But later on, Satan smuggled his own inside, called tares. And therefore, there are two groups of people in the church. So the judgment style changed. And that is why after some time, when these two people who are committing worse than Ananias and Sapphira were there, and they are prospering, nothing is happening to them, the angels had to ask, why is this happening? And then Jesus says, an enemy that has done it. And the angel said, should we go now, uproot them? Like they uprooted Ananias and Sapphira. He said, no, because when you do that, you know, you may be operating those who are under the influence of these tares. He said, let them all grow together until the end time. So instead of dealing with them immediately like dealt with Ananias and Sapphira, he has reserved their punishment at the end time, when he will pack all of them and put them in the lake of fire.
That's right.
Is that clear?
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Okay, more questions. Good evening, Pastor. My brother is born again and he married a born again sister. After 7 years marriage, there was no issue, and the lady, on the instruction of her family, went to the court and divorced my brother. After 6 years, my brother went and remarried in court and had a church blessing. Today, my brother is blessed with 6 children. Pastor, is my brother wrong in remarrying Brother Charles from Kaduna?
She departed now. So what do you want him to do?
Mm.
He cannot remain unmarried. She departed. She's wow. The one that ran away.
Mm.
So he has done nothing wrong.
He's committed no sin.
Committed no sin. I'm sure the church will have put that into consideration before blessing.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, more questions? Shalom, Pastor. My name is Sister Miracle Darlington from Malabo, Equatorial Guinea. My question comes this way, sir. Why am I seeing myself preaching in the dream and people will be following me and God is healing them through me? Secondly, I'm seeing my brother that is a pastor attacking me in my dream, forcing me to make love with him. Thirdly, pastor, I normally see children in my dream that are captured and I'll be rescuing them. I understand all these dreams, or I don't understand all these dreams. Please, can I get a clarification of them all?
From Equatorial Guinea.
Malabo.
The first one is always seeing herself
to people and they'll be following.
Yeah, that means you have the ability to convince people, but that's not to start a ministry.
Mm.
It's evangelize, speak, about go wherever you are, witness for the Lord. People will believe you and bring them to the Lord.
And secondly, a brother who is a pastor,
yes,
who is attacking now, who is making love.
No, you know that's a spiritual something. That's a demon. Mm. That's just using his face to do that. So just pray against it, that's all. Mm. Pray against it. Just prayer, go for your deliverance, that's all.
Totally seeing herself with children and always, you know, setting them free.
Yeah, prayers. It's prayers. So you have a grace, you know, to minister to children. If I were you, you know, I will join the children department in the church and be ministering to them in addition to witnessing outside.
Mm.
It's simple, very simple.
Thank you, sir.
But we're not interpreting dreams.
Yes, we are not interpreting dreams. Please ask the pastor, not ask the prophet.
Okay. Doctrine.
All right, doctrinal questions alone. More questions? Shalom, Pastor. May the good God continue to increase you in the work. Please, I am in one of the NMC churches in Ghana. Some of the sister churches, some of the sisters in the church say there is a revelation from God that end time message believers should not eat canned foods, frozen chicken for their infant babies. We should not buy or eat meat from Muslims because they chant on the meat before killing it. Okay? Product with Aram inscriptions on it. Please, this is making me tense up. I don't want to miss heaven. Kindly help me. Augustina from Ghana.
I think, is it 1 Corinthians? I think Apostle Paul has addressed these issues very, very well. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter number 8. He addressed it there from verse 1.
Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge profiteth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some, with conscience of the idol, unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But meat.
Now, verse 8 is my emphasis.
But meat commendeth not us to God.
Again.
But meat commendeth us not to God.
Meat, what you eat, does not bother, you know, God. Does not make you righteous before God, what you eat or what you don't eat.
No.
Uh-huh.
If we eat,
neither for
neither if we eat are we the better,
uh-huh,
neither if we eat not are we the worse.
So that revelation they receive, placing it on the scriptures, is false.
Amen.
That revelation is false.
Amen.
That revelation is a product of the effect of this nonsense going on in social media. Because I've read some of these funny things in social media. Somebody read it and it's entering spirit to say it is thus saith the Lord. There's nothing like that. Anything they give you to eat, what did he say you should do? Just bless it, sanctify it, bless it, and eat. The only thing you should not eat is anything that is not good for health. And what may be good for me, may not be good for you. So individually, you know what is good for your system and what is not good for you. Some people like only fish. Some don't even like fish. They like to eat goat meat only. Some like only bush meat. Whatever it is, you know what is good for you and what is not good for you. But let them not say there's inscription written on it. Clean it and write your own inscription on it. It will override what is written if a scripture has anything to do with what you are eating. Just like the Nigerian Naira that had an Arabic inscription in it for years. It is not the reason why Nigerian economy is bad, because the Arabian economy is strong.
That's right.
With the same inscription. So forget it.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, more questions coming in. Brother Danlami from Taraba State, Nigeria. God bless you, sir.
Danlami, hey, you are missing N.
Danlami.
Danlami. D-A-N-L-A. Dan means son of Lami.
We can hear you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead with your question, yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you.
Brother Lami Zakaria. I'm from Taraba State.
You are welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, I say my question is about the marriage.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, marriage, as the Bible, as we read in the Bible, that if a man marries a woman, that man, what will separate them is death. And if a woman left a man and go away, that person, as the Bible told us, that person will remain like that.
So what's your question?
My question is that, is it good as a Christian, we read in the Bible that this is what the Bible says. Is it good for us after the Bible says that, then we should go again after when the woman left the man? Can the church or the leadership allow a person to get married to another woman again?
Yes, because the Bible also make it clear that you cannot put away your wife except there is a reason. There are reasons why you can put away your wife and marry another. One of it is if you catch her in fornication. You can put her away and marry another. Another reason is if she decides because of your faith, she's not ready to live with you again and she goes, you are free to remarry. I hope you understand. God. Yes.
I understand, but where I want to clarification is that is it good for us, like we had Jesus told the Pharisees, like they said, Moses says that it is because of your physicalness that the Moses said that you should allow them or you to give them the letter of divorce. Okay, for instance, we, that Jesus said from the beginning, it was not so.
Then hello?
If a man and can a woman.
Can you hear me, Brother Danlami?
Yes, sir.
You, the same Jesus now gave the condition that it is not for every reason that you can drive away the wife. Now, Jesus is saying the only reason that you can drive away your wife and marry another is that you catch her in fornication. What is your question?
My question is that, as he says, as he told the Pharisees that Moses gave the command because of their stiffness. From the beginning, it was not so. That the man will leave his mother and his father and claim to his wife. Death is the only thing that will separate them.
What? You have not. Maybe I'm not understanding, or you are not understanding me.
Understanding.
I said you are quoting. Let's read where you are quoting. It's in Matthew chapter 19, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, and you are adding till death do them part. That scripture didn't say so. But listen to what it says. Now it says from verse 8, from verse 7, where you are quoting. Listen very well.
They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so.
Then verse 9. I don't know why you are not ready to accept verse 9. Listen to verse 9.
And I say unto you.
I, Jesus, say unto you.
Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery.
So what? Are you clear now?
Yes, sir. I had that place. I believe the place.
God bless you.
But the only problem there is that whosoever married that one that they have already put away is committing fornication.
Which one again now?
The one that took his wife away.
Which one? Read it. One. Read it for us.
I didn't open the Bible.
Huh?
I didn't open the place.
You have not opened the place.
That's verse 9.
Read it, let's hear you.
Yeah, read it, sir. Read it again.
You read it.
I didn't open the Bible with me.
That is why you are arguing. Make sure when you are asking. When you are asking Bible question, make sure you are reading.
Sorry, sir. I cannot argue with you, sir. I just need a clarification.
Yeah, I'm saying that you are not following because you are not with your Bible. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take more questions. Shalom, Pastor. Please, I'm Brad Davidson from Imo State. I have tried to prevent my wife from watching home movies. Anytime I incited your messages, I bought the last time you visited over here. I observed she's not comfortable. She will leave me alone and go to sleep. Whenever she learns that I've slept off, she will sneak in to watch home movies. One day, I pray that God should separate me from anyone that will cause me evil. It did not last 2 weeks. She called off the marriage and packed to her place with my two boys. What do I do to reclaim my kids and train them in a godly way? Thanks. Wow.
From your question, I can see that because your wife does not follow you to listen to messages preached by Pastor Moses, you were troubling her, and that was wrong. So it's with time. There's some revelation you saw. It is not in Bride Assembly Church you met and married. You were somewhere else before you came across our teachings. You have to give her time. You know, you need a lot of wisdom to catch a fish. So I think, if you can go and reassure her that she should come and continue watching her movies if she doesn't believe, and be praying that God will touch her. It's wrong for you to disturb her with your faith. It is wrong. You have to give time for her to catch what you have caught. God bless you. Go back and bring your wife back home. Beg her to forgive you for the way you went about it. She will have more respect for you. She will know then, true, you are a Christian. Mm. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. More questions? Shalom, sir. As the Lord will still preach to the dead, can one pray for the dead relatives?
No, because the preaching he'll be going to preach to the dead is not the preaching for repentance. And this time that he's going, he's not going to the unbelievers. He is going to the dead in Christ to tell them it is time for us to go. Mm. And preparation for the next stage of coming back. So you have to understand it that way.
Okay. His second question. Can we have the question back? After the millennial reign and the white throne judgments, What shall we be doing? Sister Uka from Anambra State. Nigeria.
We shall not dwell in eternity. The program to bring back Adam back as it was in the Garden of Eden is completed. And the earth becomes a beautiful Eden for man to live and live eternally here. Whatever else is the program is with him for anything else he wants to do. But we shall have come back and dwell in eternity and walk with God in whatever else next he'll be doing. Remember that this earth is millions of years old, and the earth was not just there, it was inhabited. So, but what was happening there, we don't know. We only know in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What else happened, we don't know. God bless you.
Amen. Ratoni from Jalingo, Taraba State, Nigeria. God bless you, sir.
Shalom. Okay, yeah. Shalom, Daddy, please, sir.
God bless you, Brother Tony.
And Brother Lumide.
God bless you, sir.
I appreciate all that God has been using you people to really do in our lives all over the world. And I pray that the Lord God is sending you the more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My question is that in John chapter 1, verse 29, will there be any man or a prophet that will point his people or his followers' eyes to Jesus Christ at rapture, as other end time messages are claiming, that probably somebody will have to hand them over to Jesus at rapture?
The only person that will hand us over to Jesus is the Holy Spirit that dwells in you.
Yes, sir.
The rest, what he's doing now is preparing us, which is through the fivefold ministry. Anything beyond that is just these people that are coveting followership, worship.
I'm
making claim, forget it. And they have nothing to offer, all those that say that. For anybody to come and say, I am the one, if you don't follow me, you will not go. Just forget it, and Antichrist talking, forget it.
Yes, sir.
You know, because what we create, what will take us in the rapture, remember, the dead in Christ will rise first. So who is the man that will go and raise them from the grave and hand them over? So the same thing. And the Bible tells Apostle Paul, say, in a moment, the twinkle of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15, he says so, we will be changed. So which one is a man handing it over to? It is restoration ministry to prepare us to hear the voice of Jesus Christ calling us, come up hither. So it's a false teaching. In fact, they are antichrists.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. There are many, very many. They are everywhere, especially in Africa. Everywhere. There's one in Sierra Leone. There's one in Lagos. There's one at Onitsha. And there's one. They are everywhere. Everywhere. Many of them. They are demons. They are possessed. Antichrist. To cause confusion. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, for that life. Thank you.
Thank you.
And someone can get this sermon titled Behold the Antichrist.
Yes.
Seducing spirits in brackets. A very interesting sermon to establish you and keep your eyes open to avoid this antichrist around the world. Okay, more questions? Can we have the next question? Daddy Shalom, is it good for a woman to be cursing her husband like you will suffer? You will not see any good thing in life. Is it proper and equally being the first to lift up her hand to slap or hit the man, despite that his seniors are with 12 years in age? Brother Patrick from Gabon.
No, it is wrong. That woman certainly has a problem. So she needs deliverance. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. She needs serious deliverance. And since she's violent like that, you too should be careful how you relate with her so that you don't cause her to be beaten every time in the house. It is called man abuse. It's abuse. And it's in, if it is in Nigeria, you go to jail because it is abuse. It is against the law. That is wrong. And staying with that type of woman, you are risking your life if you don't do a deliverance quickly on her. And that woman cursing you and cursing and cursing you always, you can see that this is not normal. No woman has, no proper normal woman has that spirit. And you are even older than her by 12 years. So that really knows she's not the one doing this. It's a demon. Take her for deliverance without wasting time. There are churches in Gabon. If not, bring her to Lagos. We will mount 12 deliverance ministers on her. That is terrible, terribly terrible. God bless you.
Amen. Shalom, Pastor Mbralumde. Please, I want to know if a Christian has believed the message and is baptized, is it possible to fall away through besetting sins? And how do we know if the Holy Spirit is still in us and does not leave? Because sir, since I was baptized, I've always watched myself so as not to disappoint God and do anything contrary to his will. But if I fall, is it possible to feel remorse and repent?
You are trying to look for excuse so that to know whether if you fall, you can repent. That scripture in 1 John still stands. If he that is born of God. Let's read it again. If you are born of God. Now read the 1 John chapter 3.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
Let's go back so that we get the real context from verse 4.
Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that it was manifested to take away our sins.
You see?
And in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him,
if you really abide in him,
sinneth not.
You cannot be living in sin.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him,
so
neither known him.
You see?
Little children, let no man deceive you.
Okay.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is
as
righteous.
As he, God, Christ, is righteous.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
If you enjoy sin, the spirit that is living in you is of the devil.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose,
it is to destroy this sin nature.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. That might destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Whosoever.
Uh-huh. For a seed remaineth in him, yes. And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Now verse 10.
In
see the difference.
The children of God are manifest.
This is how you differentiate between the children of God and the children of the devil.
Uh-huh. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother.
So you have to understand. Then that same chapter 3, you know, see this assurance we have verse 1 and verse 2.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Yes.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Yes.
Therefore, the world knoweth us not, yes, because it knew him not.
Verse 2.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Now that we are born again, yes.
And does not yet appear what we shall be.
What is ahead of us, we don't even know yet.
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Uh-huh.
For we shall see him as he
and
is.
Verse 3 is my emphasis.
And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself.
If you have this hope, you purify yourself. So why are you thinking of falling? You don't think of falling. Whether if you fall, you will, you know, purify yourself. Keep watching. And that's the watching your life. And that's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. It helps you go through.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll continue the rest questions.
We'll continue next week.
Somebody's.
Okay. My question is that my friend was living.
This should be the last one. Maybe we'll continue with the rest next week.
Yes, sir. My question is that my friend was living with a man that didn't pay a dime on her head. And she had three children for him. Along the line, she got repented and asked the husband to go and settle her people. And he refused, and the sister walked away from the marriage. My question is she free to marry now? Thank you, sir.
You asked this question last week. This question was asked last week. And I said, were they married before? They were not married before.
After three children, sir.
Is that the children that make you to be husband and wife? It's not the children that make you married. You didn't pay your bride price. You were living in fornication.
Mm.
And you had children, product of the fornication.
My God.
Now you realize that the man was just didn't love you. You've walked out.
Mm.
You were not married.
So she can remarry.
Oh, definitely. Was she married before?
Wow. It's true, she was not married before.
She was not married before. I answered this question last week, I think.
Thank you for doing justice to it. Thank you so much. A big thank you to our pastor for sitting down for this past 3 hours answering all these thought of questions. We pray for more strength and grace upon you, sir, more wisdom.
Amen.
And a big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV that has made it possible for us to broadcast live to the whole world. 24/7. We pray that the Lord will never forget you. The Lord will fulfill his promises to you speedily in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So till we meet again, we say shalom to the bride of Christ. God bless you.